We are Science Sophie. This is Coastal News, a home and away podcast, your weekly episode companion podcast for your favourite Aussie soap.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Coastal News, a home and away podcast. First look, your chance to skip ahead. And everyone loves a chance to skip ahead at some time or another, at home and away, the week ahead, and find out or guess or find absolutely nothing out what is going on home and away. If you haven't done so already, you need to listen to yesterday's podcast on Saturday's main episode of Coastal News, where we dissect and go through all of last week's episodes, plus we read out your comments on USA in the Bay. Don't miss it. Make sure you go check that out. And then come back here to have a quick look ahead. And it will be a quick look ahead, because we never actually know anything anyway when we read these things. I'm joined, as always, by Sophie. You all right, Sophie?
Hello. Yes, I'm good. Thank you. You?
Yes, good. Thank you. I'm all just waffling because it's been a few weeks since we've done this properly. But I'm good.
It has. Yeah. But I'm glad you've sort of pre-warned people that we're terrible at this, because last week's first look was chaos and we got so much wrong. And I actually found it hilarious to listen to, because I was like, I've actually watched the episodes now and we were so wrong, but it's very funny, very funny. But these synopses are so cryptic.
They are. The idea is we read ahead at episodes we haven't watched yet and try and work it out. And we're recording out of sync, yeah. And so last week's first look, you thought we'd have seen it, and we're like, no, it's supposed to be ahead. What's going on? What day is it? So
it's mad.
Yeah. This is absolutely like from tomorrow onwards.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to this like midweek, then good luck to you. Really? because we can't help you, we're a lost cause.
Yes.
Right. Give me big juicy episode number.
Oh no, I've got no chance, because it's been 2 weeks since we recorded one of these and I don't know what episode we're on. All I know is it's 882 something. 82. What number do I like? 19. 8219. I've no idea.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
8-2 recurring. 8-2-2-2.
Oh.
2-2-2.
That's a good number. Yeah.
Yeah. That's Monday, 6:30 on Five Star. It might be on Channel 5, might not be. If this, if it's Ben with the sticks and balls in a pocket, it's not on. go to if people don't know by Wednesday the amount of times we've mentioned it now, if people don't know.
Sticks. Is this a Maori thing or a snooker thing?
Snooker.
okay. Just checking.
Spoiler. Oh, it says here, Wednesday's episode, the Pot of the Black.
Oh no. Uh-oh.
Monday, ooh spots and ooh stripes. Yeah, okay.
That's Paul.
I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, right, 8-2-2-2-2-2. Remy pushes himself to the limit. Is that out on the open road? Is he run out of gas?
Well, how long does it take to get to his parents' house? When did he leave? I'm confused, because the last time we heard about him, Justin said he's gone to his parents' house, and that was news to Kirby, wasn't it? And she was like, oh, has Breezy gone with him? And he was like, I don't know. Kirby doesn't seem to know that they've broken up. Only Rose knows. Rose the only one that knows.
Are his parents the ones that were wadded?
Yes, they're the ones with the big bloody mansion in the middle of nowhere.
Well, they got there quick last time. So
they did, yeah. But then, I don't know, has he stopped every 10 yards to take a break because he's in pain?
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting he's recovering. He's got whatever it is he's got.
He's only had one physio, hasn't he? Like,
yeah, I mean, it was tough.
Mac had open heart surgery, not a scar on her surfing already, and Remy can't even walk.
Yeah. And he's now on the bike. Yep, he's on the bike in pain, isn't he? Okay, that's not as exciting. Stevie's stalker gets too close.
Is this the teddy bear?
Is there even a stalker now? I'm just like so.
I wish I hadn't said that because I'm going to make you double think this.
Yeah,
but
I can't. I'm not going to be able to sleep. I'm going to be mulling everything over.
It might just be a stalker. It might just be my overactive imagination. So.
Yeah, you can't play it down now. What has been said has been said.
I'm sorry. I feel like I've ruined it.
Eden calls for help.
Eden? Help with what? What does she do? She doesn't do anything. What is her, has her card declined at the bank because she's trying to pay for a coffee for herself because no one else is around?
She had a bit of a whinge to Cash, didn't she, about him not being there?
Yeah. Oh, you were at your job and you didn't answer your phone. Yeah, that's how jobs work, Eden.
Yeah. You'd know if you had one.
You don't get to answer your phone when you're at work. It's not, you're not there to chat to your girlfriend. You're there to do your...
I wonder if she rings Levi.
Oh.
On his, and he's on his dirty weekend, isn't he?
What's she calling for help for, though?
Remy's hurt on the bike.
Oh, okay.
To his limit.
Yeah.
She rang him last time, didn't she?
She did. Yeah.
I'm surmising could be that.
Mm. Yeah.
Right. A stubborn Remy puts his own life at risk. Yeah.
Oh, okay. This could be related then to the Eden thing. You're right. Because maybe he's at the side of the road going, oh, and then she just calls Eden and like just makes breathy noises at her, and she's like, oh my god, I'll call Levi. I don't know.
And Levi goes, oh, I happen to be near there. And Remy's putting his own life at risk by refusing to go to the hospital again.
Mm.
Yeah. Eden demands the truth from Levi. Oh, I've just got goosebumps. Eden demands the truth from Levi.
Oh, God. How does she know? Oh, I feel like we've missed a bit here. How does she know? I'm assuming this is about Mac.
Maybe if she's had to call Levi for help and Mac is somehow there.
Or she's called the house and then his wife's answered and said, he's at work, and then she's called Levi and he's like, oh yeah, I'm not at work.
Yeah, the stories don't add up. Oh, I feel a bit sick.
Oh god, because we said this recently, she's become very chummy with Imogen, hasn't she, and they've been out for nights out together when Levi's supposedly been working, but actually he's been around shagging Mac. Levi and Mac have been, you know, at Mac's house. And Imogen and Eden have been at his house having a night out together. Oh, it's all a bit seedy, isn't it, really?
Yeah, but, well, and the next line is Levi keeps up with his lies. So,
oh, God.
He's lying to Eden as well, then? Which was she?
Because she was unknowingly covering his lies for Imogen, wasn't she? And now she's also being lied to.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But, I mean, how she's not yet put two and two together, we said this, didn't we, last time? You know, he's constantly with Mac, you know.
Yeah. And they're always like, we just ran into each other. It's so obvious. Yeah. They act really weird around each other when she turns up. They're like, hi.
Yeah. Mac's always on her way out of the conversation, isn't she? Do you know what I mean? Like,
they never just. She looks like a bunny in the headlights, isn't she? Like, I just ran into him and said I was going surfing. Like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Calm down, Mac. Yeah.
It's like Leah and the supplies, isn't it? Just check the supplies.
Just got to check the rosters, yeah.
Tane is trapped by red tape.
Oh, so is this the fostering thing again?
Well, yeah, I don't think it's his dark room.
The images I have right now. No, I've gone hot. I don't think it's that.
Presumably, he's trying to get back in the hospital, maybe.
Yeah, not trying to gnaw himself free.
But oh, I'll leave you with that image.
Yeah, thank you.
While I read the next line, which might take you right out of it. Rue is called to action.
Ooh. Rue, it's called.
And then it says, we'll do these together. It says, Rue proceeds with caution.
Ooh.
So action, caution. She's got to be minding the baby, is she not?
Yeah, it could be that. I've gone two ways, right? So I'm either thinking someone's turned up at the hospital, the mother or the father or someone that knows the baby's turned up at the hospital and Rue has seen them. Or, you know, Dana was stalking the donations table. Has someone come in and she's seen someone and then phoned Rue and said, I think there's someone here that might be.
Oh, could be.
Mother or father or. I don't know. It sounds like someone's turned up, doesn't it?
Oh, it could be. Yeah. And she. Yeah, it could be. And she's sort of. And it, do you know what? Rue being that character that. Does that, you know, has that encounter with the potential mum.
She's the best person.
Would be the right person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, we've no idea, obviously. Valerie spins more lies.
Oh.
I have a feeling she's on a bender because it says Theo fears for her.
She spins more lies. What else can she lie about?
I think the whole story is that has even convinced me now. Spins more lies. I think it's all a crock of crap.
Well, we definitely know she's lying about the appointment and the clinic appointment that she told Liam that she was going to, and then said to Theo, "Oh, I made it all up. Let's go for a coffee and then drive around for an hour or whatever."
Yeah, she just wants to get smashed. Yeah,
that's a lie that we definitely know about. And obviously then lying by omission by not saying anything about drugs at all. So that's technically lying. But yeah, spins more lies. Ooh. She's bad news, isn't she? This is a shame, really, because I quite liked her to start with.
Yeah, she's bad news. And it's going to kick off at the wedding and Leah's going to have an absolute fit.
Oh, they're going to be raving it up in the aisles while, like, the harp.
Glow stick.
Can you just imagine it? Like, it's like a plinky plunky harp sort of music while they're going down the aisle and Valerie and Thea are off their tits on it. Woo, woo! Dance with me. You can't really dance to the harp, Valerie.
You're in the robot.
The worm. Do the worm to the harp music. Oh, I want to see it, but also through my fingers, like not with my eyeballs, hidden by my fingers. That's what I'm going to be doing. Oh God.
Right, last line. Tane faces the consequences.
Oh, what's he done? I can't even guess.
Can't even begin to guess.
Because the red tape thing sounded like admin. It sounded like something he needed to, you know, forms he needed to fill in to become a resident for. I don't know. Oh, well, your interpretation of the red tape was quite different. But if we take it as red tape as being the admin to become a foster parent or to become a resident, which I think is the first hurdle to becoming a foster parent, then how does he, what's the consequence? Is the consequences that has he done something fraudulent on the application? I don't know. My brain's going all over the place.
Yeah, or has he snatched this baby?
Oh, do you think he's just took her?
And then Rue's had to step into action.
Oh, God.
Proceed with caution, like,
oh, you know, God.
Give me the baby back.
Kidnapper. Well, he's definitely going to be on the Coastal News now, isn't he? If he's a kidnapper, it's going to be on the local news and the national news as well.
Peter's going to be frothing.
He is.
Please take the time to like, subscribe, and review Coastal News wherever you source your podcasts, and ensure you never miss an episode.